Get it? Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius, descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome
to the Octavarius Podcast, episode 88, I think. And I say I think because if I'm hosting the podcast, that means Tins isn't here and we're not sure what number it is.
Last time it rhymed with feeling of 11, I thought.
I believe that
so
is the case.
That would probably be 7 or 80-11. I'm going to guess 87, though.
So 88, feeling great.
And we're using a different podcast setup right now, so if there are any audio issues ever, just let us know in the chat room, and we will try to fix it as soon as possible. But to get things started, why don't we sound off, starting at the far end of the room.
Hey, it's Nick.
Hey, it's Castaldi.
Hey, it's Scott.
It's Fiwo.
It's Cloud.
Hi, it's LP.
Hi, it's Keith.
Hey, it's Lauren.
Hey, it's Mark. Did Tins forget the mailbag?
Shit. Forgot the mailbag, Mark. Right here.
This letter comes to us from one Mrs. O'Leary. And it says, Dear Octavarius, I would like to take this chance to sincerely apologize for the actions of my cow. I was negligent in watching him that fateful evening when he may or may not have tipped over a lantern, causing the Great Chicago Fire, one of the most important events in Chicago's history. And although I feel super bad about all the terrible things that happened and a lot of the people that got hurt, there might have been some good outcomes from the Great Chicago Fire in the sense of progress. So I'm proud of those, but I feel really bad about everything else. Also, if you guys need any milk, I have a bunch, because no one will buy it now. Sincerely, Janet O'Leary.
Janet O'Leary.
Hey, Janet.
What's up with that?
What's up with that? I don't know. Do you guys think it could be a fake? Because are we sure it's the O'Leary
probably,
cow?
Probably dead.
So it must be a
fake. By 700 years.
Yeah.
Does anyone know, like, what was the actual cause of the Chicago
they
fire?
They don't know.
They don't know. There's a couple of theories. The scientific one is that it was a huge drought during that time period. So, I mean, that's one major factor in, like, a big fire. The other one was... Because the rumor of the cow, which was used as a scapegoat.
Cow goat.
Because Mrs. O'Leary
escape
was...
Cow.
God, she was an immigrant, and they were just trying to find a scapegoat.
O'Leary.
So
yeah, a lot of people hated the Irish at that time.
Still do.
The Irish at that time were very... It was really rough. People were incredibly racist against Irish people at that time. Like... violently, and then it was also in the media. There were terrible cartoons in just newspapers, regular newspapers like the Chicago Tribune would print some horrible cartoons that would depict Irish folks as gorillas. And
I
so
gone with potatoes.
Yeah, I mean they would pin anything on an Irishman if they could,
just
or
them,
an
like,
Irish
crazy drunks.
Beyond just drunks, just as less subhuman.
Less human.
Well, because they look so different, like when they come off the boats, just culturally, they have different garb, and so it's frightening. Anything that's different is frightening. Same thing when the Italians came in the early 20th century. Anything's considered different, you have to put something on.
In the movie Untouchables, Sean Connery's character is very anti-Italian.
Mm-hmm.
He calls him Dirty Wops, is that right?
Yeah, calls Andy Garcia, yeah.
Andy Garcia's character, yeah. I mean, he's very anti-Italian, and that was the 20s. Mm-hmm. It's funny how the racism bounces to, you know, whoever's convenient at the time.
Yeah. How long did the fire go for?
Like 3 days.
Yeah.
3 days of complete fire?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Well, the entire city was built of you know,
fire.
Very flammable materials.
And they didn't really have, like, a fire department, you know, like, you
not
know,
like
so they had, like,
relatively new city.
Well, yeah, the forming? Well, Chicago, a big thing about Chicago is at that time, or up until the fire, they called Chicago a boom town. Because what happened was we were right in the middle of, you know, of North America. We were right off those Great Lakes. We had, you know, we were very close to a lot of rivers, including the Chicago River, mm-hmm. which goes right through Chicago, that allowed us to be a tremendous shipping route. And so settlers just flew to Chicago, and the city was built up so quickly that, you know, the facilities were not able to keep up with, you know, all the buildings that were built up. And so when there was a fire, we did not have adequate fire protection.
Yeah. I'm looking it up, the Chicago fire right now. Apparently it started at 9 p.m. on Sunday, October 8th, in or around a small barn that bordered the alley behind 137 DeCoven Street.
Mm-hmm. This is before Burnham.
Yes. The fire spread was aided by the city's overuse of wood for building,
yep.
a drought prior to the fire, and strong winds from the southwest that carried flaming embers towards the heart of the city. The city also made fatal errors by not reacting soon enough, and citizens were apparently unconcerned when it began.
It's a weird thing, and Chicago is referred to as the second city, not because we're number two, but because it is the city that was built on top of the old city. All of those remains of old Chicago were actually thrown into Lake Michigan. And anything, like any strip of land that you see that goes beyond Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, the entire New East Side is pretty much built on the remains. Yeah.
It's the rubble. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michigan Avenue was the end of Chicago. The rubble is what is past Michigan Avenue. And so what has since become is Chicago was entirely destroyed and then built upon old Chicago. And so it is called the Second City.
You know what they say, the wise man builds his house upon the ruins of his house that was really shitty.
Yeah,
it's
really something else. And so many things are built beyond Michigan Avenue. So it's kind of fun to think once you walk east of Michigan Avenue, you're like, ah, shit, I'm standing on the rubble of old Chicago.
There's a few buildings that survived.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very tower. Few, but
like three, literally. Yeah. Right?
There's the water tower.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Go figure.
Yeah, there's another church.
Old St. Pat's.
Yeah.
Old St. Pat's.
Mm-hmm.
Where Scott was married.
Yep.
How come that? Because it's made of.
They both were made of stone. I think. Yeah.
That's why their marriage is now fireproof.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Don't burn me. Nothing will happen.
Good work, Scotty B.
Good work.
Nice work, dude.
But that fire was crazy, though. Like, a lot of just random things were happening. The fire burned at a point southeast and got to, I want to say, State Street, where the river is, maybe a little bit west of
Yeah, there. And then...
And I think we're talking about the same thing. The fire jumped the river.
In that's insane.
Fire tornadoes and continued burning on the other side.
Satan's fire.
Wow.
There is no stopping it, and it's just one of the most tremendous tragedies in the history of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Because there was just so much growth at that time, nobody really thought, because there was just so much progress happening in Chicago, nobody thought, like, oh man, we should get a good fire department, oh man, we should really think about the building materials, we should really think about the layout of the city.
Yeah.
And the way, and thank God, after that, we had the pleasure of having Daniel Burnham come and build or plan out the amazing city we have today.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool to know that, ah, man, our city burned down. Let's move. Instead of that, it's like, no, let's make a more awesomer city. Yeah. Let's do that. I think that speaks to the heart of Chicago.
It's well, like, and so many times when you're like working on a project or like, you know, drawing something or whatever, like you'll get to a point where you realize, like, oh man, I wish I could go back to the beginning, because now I know how if I started it with what I know now, I could do such a better job. Mm-hmm. And Chicago actually got that, although, you know,
at what
maybe
cost?
Yeah,
yeah,
the price
yeah.
pretty high.
Yeah. Just tell me, does it say how many people died in the fire?
It says, hold on, I know it says like thousands were.
Does it list number of people and number of Irishmen?
It is said that over 300 people died in the fire and over 100,000 were left homeless.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
They needed a safety queen.
I feel like it brings people together, though. Like, remember in the...
Yeah, being homeless together.
Yeah, like...
Very literally. Well, they have to sleep in the same tent.
Like, yeah, like, people are united in tragedy. Even when I was in New York and the blackout happened, like, people were just on the street, like, helping each other out, giving each other water bottles and candles and, like, you know, getting each other's cars, listening to the radio. And, like, it's so cool to see how a city unites, you know, under a tragedy or something that is unexpected, but it's like, oh, we're all just humans. Let's help each other out.
Humans and Irishmen.
Yeah.
Fire's so primal, too.
Yeah.
Just like,
it's a force of nature.
It's a reminder of, like, there's some things that you can't stop. And, like,
unless you build out of appropriate material.
My highlight of my summer...
Fireproof.
My highlight of my summer every year is being able to pull the fire alarm at my work.
Are you the fire safety warden?
Yes, I am. I'm
just
the safety chairman.
And safety queen, I believe, correct, Lauren?
I am the safety queen. I have a sign that says, Lauren, the safety queen.
Do you ever tell anyone, like, hey, if you're past the 22nd floor of, like, a building and there's a fire, you won't get out alive? Because Mark and I were told that our freshman year
what?
At ISU.
No.
Because we lived on the 24th floor of Watterson.
Who yep. told you that?
The RRA, I thought.
Like. Yeah, it was what apparently is like the fire truck ladders go about 12 stories, and then they have extensions that go another 10 stories.
Yeah, but you can go down the
stairs.
Too far. We might as well just keep playing Super Nintendo until we die.
So what did you guys think about that? Does that scare you?
Yeah. I wasn't thrilled.
Well, my thought always is if I'm ever in like living in a high rise and there's a fire or something, that's why I buy a parachute. Then I go to the roof and just parachute off the building. Dummy duh.
Pull James
Bond.
Yeah, have you guys not thought about this? I think about this all the time.
Do you own a parachute?
Well, if I'm living in a high rise, I assume I have extra money to buy a parachute.
How high do you have to be to make base jumping okay? Like, isn't there like an actual height?
I'm sure there is.
I think it's definitely higher than most apartment or condo buildings.
Well, I'm in a high rise.
Oh, excuse me. Then you're fine.
That's great.
Did you guys have like a fire routine in your house when you were kids?
No.
Run?
No.
You were supposed to. You didn't.
Yeah, you're definitely supposed
to. Like, go through this with your family.
Your evacuation plan. Yeah.
I thought about it a lot, but we didn't have a big plan or anything like that. But I definitely I had a book as a kid that explained, you know, through pictures and like about two sentences per page, you know, different tasks and jobs of a fireman. I was very fascinated by it, and I just I get a real kick out of firemen. I love movies and shows about firemen. Like, I love Backdraft.
Yeah.
Backdraft is definitely like one of my faves because
Chicago.
It's from Chicago, and it deals with a lot of, and we have a rich tradition of firemen in Chicago. Particularly Irish firemen, oddly enough, with Miss O'Leary. But I just, I don't know, I always loved firemen. And for the BWO show, I tried four times to get the Chicago, somebody in the fire department to be a part of the Fun is Everywhere campaign. But every time I went to go visit the firehouse, there was a call.
Wow.
They were, and every time that I talked to them, they were so down, so into it, so fun, wonderful guys. I got to know them in the four times I tried, and I just, I want to do something with the fire department as soon as possible. But damn it, they're just so much more important than we are, and it's the craziest thing when you. I It's very rare that you meet someone that's, like, so definitely more important than you. You know, you're like, definitely, that person's life is more important than my life. They do things, they save people every day.
Yeah. How funny that they risk theirs.
Yeah, I mean, but for me to even waste a minute of their time, to me, is just insane. And it's so, I'm incredibly humbled when I talk to any of them. And a lot of people like that risk their lives for me to just function. I'm very humbled by that because, you know, as those guys were about to film a silly sketch for me, you know, they were called to go save somebody who was having one of the worst days that they'll ever have.
They had four cats in a tree.
I think I've always...
Oh, my God. Peaches, mittens, muffins, and tinnies.
Just real quick, it's 2,500 feet is when a skydiver throws the chute. 2,500.
So you're welcome to try, LP.
Well, that's not base jumping, that's skydiving.
I know, but that's just the parachute.
You guys, he's in a high rise, he's fine.
Because it doesn't say how, it's for base jumping, it says it can vary.
Okay.
Because it's depending on the parachute.
I'll get my shit figured out, don't worry about
it. I'm trying to help you, LP.
I always like firemen better than police officers because I feel like there's really low chance of corruption in the fire department.
Yeah, probably
not. They don't seem like good guys.
Well, it's not about that. I mean, it's not like
backdraft.
The fire is not going to pay them off to be like, hey, buddy, don't
let me burn.
Maybe don't put me out so soon. Huh? How about that?
Hey, I have this get out of fire department free card.
There's a whole freezer full of steak. I can make sure that guy cooks perfect. Just give me a minute.
Hey, it's not even me. It's my buddy Smoke and my pal Heat. They're the ones that are doing the real damage here.
But no, I didn't mention their names either.
We ain't saying nothing about no fire. Who said anything about fire?
I remember going into a fire department, I guess. It was in Palatine. And they also had Lazy Boy chairs and, like...
As they should.
Yeah,
they have to, like, live
there
for a while.
It was a nice place. And there's, like, a giant, giant TV. And it was, like, a pimped out pad.
There's a fire department right next to where I work. And they are, and during summer, and still now, they grill every day.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
The fellows that I visited have some pretty freaking awesome meals that they cook for themselves. They make the best of what they have.
Well, it's crazy. It's like a totally opposite schedule of, like, most things. You know when you're working and you get there and you have, like, so many things you need to do during the day. They just, like, have to be ready all the time and then, like, instantly, no matter how good that episode of Jeopardy is, like, you have to, like, leave it on the DVR and go save somebody.
They're there for, like, 48 hours straight, I think, or something like 2 days straight, like... The shifts are
probably. Has anyone seen that show, the Rescue Me, with Dennis Leary?
No.
So we,
no.
God forbid. I think the show will probably answer some
questions. I've only seen a couple of episodes.
I don't
know. I haven't had the time to get into it, but it's fucking good. It's really fun.
I hear it's very good.
It's very fun, but there are a lot of things that aren't fire stuff, so, like, you know, because anyway. The two shows I saw, blast. I just wish that I could watch more, but, you know, it's hard for us to watch things. We make stuff.
Yeah. You know what I remember?
I could, but I won't.
A very important fire video. Mm. Be cool about fire safety.
Oh,
be cool. Do you guys ever see those cartoons?
No, never.
They're just, like 30 second to 1 minute long video clips, and they just sing this song, be cool about fire safety,
in like the early 90s.
I took Safety Town as a kid. Did you guys ever do
Safety Town?
Yeah,
I did. Safety Town.
What is Safety Town? I think I passed by it.
Safety Town.
You
probably
did. Safety
Town, like a miniature town.
It looks like we've imprisoned a small colony of hobbits.
Yeah,
we pay tickets for people to go learn with them.
When I was a small child, I was Safety Town. I went to Safety Town, and I liked it so much I went twice.
I loved it.
I want to go.
Safety Town teaches you
not
only
Lauren, you can't get it. It's for children.
Yeah, Scott.
It's
why don't you talk about your Safety Town experience?
Safety Town for me was basically a caged-in area that was had painted and little paved roads with, you know, lines in the middle and stop signs and stop lights and train tracks. and you rode around on, I rode around on a big wheel and just rode through and obeyed the rules of the road and had someone tell me what the rules of the road were.
They would work with you on that. But in addition to just working around on the road, they also taught you fire safety. And maybe you didn't get to do this, Scott.
No, fire safety.
Oh, because I got to go to the fire department as a child. And we got to go around the firehouse.
Okay.
Which was, like, the coolest thing in the world for me. Because they had the pole, like the Ghostbusters.
Mm. Yes.
But they're, nice. It was real. Yeah. And that was their life. They could slide down a pole to go to work.
We had to.
Yeah, that was part of their day.
Yeah.
The sliding down the pole was just part of the day, and
that proves that they're more important. Like, they don't have time for bullshit stairs.
Stairs
I literally don't have time for stairs. Can you put something in here that would make it faster?
I just need a fucking hole in the floor.
It was
fuck it, I'll jump.
And
give me a parachute
and
a hole in the floor. Yeah.
They demonstrated for us, and it was the coolest thing in the fucking world.
I
loved it. I thought it was so cool. I was like, you are better than stairs, sir.
So how do they... Okay, as a kid, for whatever reason, every time I'd like go to slide down... Because they'd have them on playgrounds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would never... It would never... It was like Batman, where they just like jump on the pole and it's like sliding down like they grease their hands.
Yeah.
So do firemen like... Do they hold it like with their clothing or something?
The shoulder.
Slides more?
Shoulder and leg.
Yeah,
sort of yeah.
How you hold your leg. It. Yeah, the cloth will help you slide down on your shoulder and leg.
Aren't they usually wearing long sleeve shirts as well?
You can do it with short sleeves. It's just harder.
Yeah.
You can do it though. They're firemen. They practiced.
But Mark rarely wore long sleeve shorts or shirts. I mean, I was the same way. I would go. You go down and get like on your skin, and it's like, ow, this is the worst ever.
I think being a fireman, you'd figure your
I'm
shit
sure
out.
They have a technique.
I broke my wrist trying to do that.
On a playground or something?
On the playground,
yeah.
It wasn't. I wasn't so much trying to slide down it, but you know how they always had a pole that connected to the actual playground set?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it would curve into it, or it would be like a T-bar or something like that. Well, I tried to just hang on that. And then as I was, like, because it was kind of far, so I would, like, basically hang on it and climb my way over to the pole so I can get safely on it. I didn't want to jump on it.
Yeah.
And then I slipped off the T-bar and landed on my left wrist. I wasn't even... I think I told this story before, but I wasn't even supposed to be in the playground. I was supposed to be doing my homework.
Oh, shit, dude.
My father built me a pole as a part of the play set I had as a kid.
It's strippers, too. The cast is saying
it's strippers, too.
That's
awesome. And they do it
tall.
Nude, to be fair. And probably better than firefighters.
I just want to say, strippers don't slide down the pole to enter. If they slid down,
I think they can, Brian.
Come on. Wouldn't that be way more cool?
Some of the cool on the internet,
it's like they just drop in a new girl.
I mean, from now
she dances.
I've been seeing these videos. It's like an art form. I've seen these videos of these strippers that they hold the pole.
Educational videos?
Yes, okay. Nick. Educational on strippers.
Okay.
So because I want to learn about them.
Yeah.
They have the pole where they're holding on to it, and then they move their body like parallel to the ground and move their legs as if they're walking on air.
What?
And it looks so fluid and seamless. It's incredible. Like,
football players do that too.
What?
I've seen Nick and I have seen the shitty version of that.
Yeah. Gate one, gate two, gate three.
What?
Dance with the, it was a song a stripper played.
Wait, is it the Dance of the Devil song?
Yeah, that's it.
Dance with the Devil.
Dun, dun. Dun, dun.
We saw a girl that did that. That attempted that
the
move. It was not as awesome as you described
she did
it.
Not watch
I'm
the
sure
videos.
There are people that were better than her, but she totally tried it, and it was to this really hardcore song.
Yeah, the Dance with the Devil song.
Yeah, the Dance with the Devil song.
The Dance with the Devil.
For Nick and I, it was a decidedly unsexy moment in the night.
Oh,
yeah.
It was very hard for us.
I wanted to leave just then.
It was very hard for us to
very
like.
Hard.
We were just laughing.
Would it have been,
and we were trying not to laugh too hard because we didn't want to insult anybody.
Oh yeah, you don't want to
laugh.
But it was like, it's your money. Well, the song was really funny.
Would you argue that?
And then she was walking down the pole. It was like, oh, you're so clever. It was funny.
Would you say that a stripper's job makes her less important than you?
No.
Okay.
No. No, but a fireman is definitely more important than me.
No, I believe that.
I wouldn't. I also would not waste a minute of a stripper's time because it would cost a ton.
Good work, Mark.
Would it have been sexier if the stripper had just slid down the pole into another room, gotten into a truck, and then driven away to help people?
Only if she was half naked, then.
I like to imagine that would heighten her importance.
That there's a place. It's like a 3-storied building, mm-hmm. and the high class folk are at the top, and they see the stripper first, and she actually gets dropped into the room, and then they all shift, and they load different girls in, and you get the girl that just danced for the people that are better than you, like the firefighters. And then they dance for the people below you, like the rest of the strippers.
But really, do firefighters get special benefits? They should.
Yeah, the same way customers.
Because cops get to flash their badge. Like, cops can, like... Cops, when they're paying for things,
they get half off everywhere.
Yeah, but when have you ever seen a fireman show his badge in his wallet?
It's quite normal to see an officer in uniform just out and about. But you don't see firemen
out and about. Like if a cop shows up and I'm serving them, like I'll give them a discount. But when you see a fireman, like are they just busy? What do these people do?
Barbecuing at their firehouse.
Well, if they can't leave,
they just grill.
True.
This is all they do is grill
with that, and then they're probably back with their loved ones or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, don't they go out to dinner with their loved ones?
Yeah, but they're not in the uniform.
Yeah, they're not going to be like, oh, well. I mean, the dick ones are probably going to be like, hi, I'd like a steak dinner, and I'm a fucking fireman.
Well, no, but when a cop opens his wallet, in a cop's wallet, there's the badge. In a fireman's wallet.
They could probably have.
discount or something.
How have we now? We have a bunch of people that have served in this room.
Yes.
When have you ever seen a fireman's badge?
Never.
Yeah,
never.
Me neither.
So what they get badges?
That's what I'm saying. We would have served. Their odds are that we would have served a couple of firemen. And never have known.
I don't know. Maybe they just.
I've seen it on the pocket of our fire marshal that comes all the time. But I will be seeing. A firewoman in a couple weeks.
Can you ask her? I'm very concerned about that. Get a picture.
Because
how can I give them a discount?
I feel like firemen should
get special benefits.
We're doing fire extinguisher training, and I get to do some fire.
You actually get to use a fire extinguisher.
Has anybody ever? I almost had to use one.
I had a friend that did use one because Stubby knows about that.
I've been trying to find a 2-story stripper pole picture, like that I could like a fireman's pole.
It doesn't exist.
No, well, and the thing is, they're just porn now. I see, it's porn.
It's like you're using the internet or something.
Well, to be fair, Mark, I couldn't see the porn at first because your computer, this Bing, has an explicit material filter.
Oh.
It's like, oh, you can't look at these. You have to change your settings.
I like my knowledge. I get my decisions nipple free.
Oh, goodness.
Wow. Okay, something I've always wondered that's definitely not fire related, but about stripper related. I wondered if the experience, like you guys mentioned, okay, hold on, go with me here, guys.
Can we say that everyone here has been to a strip club?
No, I haven't. I've never been to a strip club. Yes, I've always wanted to go.
Well, I'm going
to
take Estelvi one of these weeks.
Oh, it's so shitty.
Yeah.
I don't think I have
time.
I had a great time.
The money to spend.
We talked about improv.
I had an awesome time.
I had a weird time.
You should have gone with me and Nick. We had a blast.
Lauren goes first. Then Cloud gives her a weird time.
Yes.
And then we hear of a good time. The next 5 to 10 minutes is called Stripper Stories.
Okay.
This American Life.
Here's the thing. My friends got me a stripper for my 21st birthday. And it was pretty awesome. But there was a lot of laughing. I mean, the girls
like
just laughed
stripper?
A lot. Yeah,
was
we got a male cowboy stripper.
Is he hot?
He's a cowboy.
You know, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Yeah. Anyways.
He played that song during his routine. Oh, my gosh.
But that was. That's interesting that you said you guys almost were laughing because the girls were laughing the entire time. That's the whole.
Was his dick out, too?
No, it was not. No.
So it was really just like he was in like a cod. He was at a cod piece, right?
Kind of, yeah. Like a thong thing. Yeah.
Oddly enough, not. It's not men's strip clubs. Not garrulous laughter.
Okay, no. So it's a different experience. So it's like you're getting down.
I wish we were allowed to laugh jubilantly. Look at how foolish she looks.
Because like yeah, like the whole experience.
Did you enjoy it or was it funny?
She said it was awesome.
Because you can be a funny stripper.
Were you turned on at all at any point?
You could tell us. It's totally cool.
It's true.
Not like
we're recording this.
I don't think I was actually not that. Not really, because it was like. It was more of like a fun, funny, exciting experience. Yeah. Uh-huh. And it was, like, we all, I don't know, we all kind of, like, came together. We were, like, us girls. It was fun.
After seeing that, did you want to immediately have sex?
No.
With something?
Wow.
No, it's not the same.
See, yeah, you need to see a stripper.
It's like
a,
like, a kitschy, like, oh, we're getting a stripper. It's not
my stripper
like
was
clown.
Obsolete. Like my stripper was so gay.
Oh, you're getting a clown. Sweet, it's going to be a party. I go to a party now if there's a clown there. Just drink with a clown.
Wait, you had a question, Lauren? Or what were you?
Well, my question was just, yeah, I wonder if, like, the stripper experience for girls watching a guy stripper is way different than
you know that song Save a Horse Ride an Insecure Girl Trying to Pay Her Way Through College
if she'll let you.
It's a sick song, dude. It's Lord, so good.
If she'll let you. Did this stripper have like I don't know like a 300 pound bouncer in the room, because that's usually what stops you from laughing.
No, but I did see him at a Harper play like 2 years later, and I was like, holy shit, that's my stripper. And I was like, going crazy.
A bouncer at a strip club is like a really tough brother who doesn't really care about his sister, but it would totally punch a guy for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ambassador of no fun.
Yeah, you don't like.
Well, there are rules, man. You gotta buy
like, you gotta pay a $10 service fee for an ATM. You know?
Oh, the strip clubs are such a cash dump.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous what you get taken for at strip clubs.
Glass of water is like $5.
Yeah, entry fees, minimum drinks, ATM fees.
If you're not spending enough, the ambassador of no fun will come by and be like, hey man, what's your fucking problem? The girl's not good looking enough?
It's my sister not good looking
giving
enough.
Giving them money!
Really?
You're just a scared kid. You don't know what you're doing. So you're like, okay, sir, I'm sorry.
It's a den, Lauren.
Wait a second, but don't you like pay
a
cover fee?
It's a den.
Fee?
You know,
you get treated
strip clubs are like
guy.
Dens.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's like in the strip club range, like there are some where it probably is just like the girls paying their way through college, but like and then there's probably some that are just not good working environments at all, and then horrible for the women that are there.
Yeah.
And so even for the male experience, it ranges a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Our good friend Mario Speedwagon
was
worked at a strip club.
He worked
in the booth, in the ticket booth, and then he moved over to the porn shop inside of the the strip club. So he worked, selling, slinging dildos, and as my uncle always said, hey, and my uncle, whenever he'd see Mario, he's like, ah, Mario, Super Mario, still slinging dildos? And Mario,
the image of Mario slinging dildos is really funny.
I hate The Shining.
Well, he said he wasn't allowed to talk to the dancers. Like, the staff is not allowed to talk because they don't want the dancers to feel uncomfortable, like, at that particular strip club. And
that was bullshit. What he told me that.
Well, management were allowed to talk to strippers, and I guess management, a lot of the time, like,
just bang.
Bang the strippers. Because it's like,
So much of it's so terrible.
It's a den.
I just don't.
It's live entertainment, and it's an.
I know
art form.
It can pay bank and like, oh, you make so much money, but I just think it's terrible. Like girls choose that as like their life path. Like,
well,
no,
why is it terrible? I mean, if she wants to do that.
Yeah, it's a life choice.
You make money, like you make a lot
choice,
of money,
ladies. But
some people are good at comedy.
I just think you
some
lose
people
part
are
of
good
your...
at giving gentlemen boners.
I think you
a
lose
crowd of gentlemen.
Part of your, I don't know, your youth, your soul, whatever.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Just because you're naked in front of somebody,
I'm sure that with a
if
woman who doesn't
what
care
you
about
do
that
for your life, for your living.
Well, are you two judge?
High five, going around. High five, going around.
But I wonder if there are places that do take care of them, and then maybe it is more artistic. I don't know.
Maybe from what I've heard from people.
Hey, I'm sure there are. I mean, you know, there are. You can work for a coffee shop, and it could be your worst job ever, or you can have a really good coffee shop job. I'm sure there's the same thing with strip clubs.
Well, do you think like strip clubs have like an HR department or things like that?
I'm sure they kind of do.
I'm sure they have to have at least a bunch of lawyers.
Yes. I've heard more shady stories than good ones.
I'm sure there are more shady than good ones.
What kind of shady stories?
Oh, well, what you guys talking about? Like, strippers doing managers and, like...
But that's the girl's decision.
They're all consenting adults.
Yeah, right? Sometimes
like really bad
strip clubs play each other in softball.
Probably,
I don't
know. I'm sure somewhere
what
in the
was
world.
your weird experience, Lisa?
Oh, I think I've told you guys is when we all turned 18. My friends Steve, Charlie, Jessica, and I, we were at IHOP, and we're like, dude, we're 18, like we can go to a strip club. And so it was like 2 in the morning over, and we went over, and it's a little like shack of a place. It was in Barrington, I think.
No, it wasn't. Barrington did not have a strip club. It was probably close to it. It was the one on probably Rand. And
yeah, that's exactly the one.
Yeah, what was it called? Game
strip
Marie
Shack.
At the time? Or was it called Live Vegas Review?
I don't know, but we went and they were like almost closing, and so...
Lake Cook and Rand.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, it was. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
so
of course we knew
that's
where
what I went to when I was 18.
Right?
Oh, I know exactly. Yeah, it's next to the Denny's. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Don't bother looking it up on Bing to sell me.
It's gone.
It's not there anymore. It's like a cash for gold now.
But we're so just excited. We're like, oh, it's gonna be awesome. We're laughing, and
that
we're like,
that place is not awesome.
No, we go in like you asked him to just go in, just buy a drink because like we're about to close down, so you have to like get cover whatever, and it's like a. Oh, it's so shady. It's like just a couple creepy old guys in the front, and like the stripper looked really, really sad about life. She's really depressed, and they're just like.
Was there a guy with like a mullet in the front? Because there's always a guy with a mullet in the strip club.
Oh my gosh! And then, yeah, it was almost like sad.
Yeah.
We went, and we were sitting in my friend's van because he had like no seats in the van. We're sitting afterward, and we're like, "What just happened?" We had, like, life talk about, like, oh, my God.
This is the exact opposite of what happened for Nick and
I. We had a great time.
The exact opposite.
We were in the Millennium Falcon, is what we called your car.
Yes.
It was great. There's a guy at the mall. We talked about improv with girls.
We did. They had no idea what we were talking about.
We explained long-form improvisation to them. I don't think they still got it, but, you know.
They definitely put their vaginas in our faces while we were talking to them about improv. It was very distracting. It was a wild experience.
Wow.
It was really odd. They couldn't have cared less of what we had to say.
No.
And Nick and I were just there, smiling.
Maybe I'll have to go with Lauren to like a really awesome male strip club.
It was a lot. They spent
it
was a lot.
We should make it a business expense.
I think I spent 80. I must have spent like 80.
You can do that,
right,
Mark?
Oh,
hours. Yeah.
Lauren,
all right,
with all the money we have.
Save up.
Sweet.
Go. I'll make up for weird night with awesome night.
Done. We're there.
We'll have.
Do you get.
Some males all about us.
Go on, Lauren.
No, I was just going to say, I worked at the Bailiwick for a little bit, and they had the Bay Our Naked Lad show that was going on.
I was
invited
to audition for that.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I declined.
But yeah, that was something that just was going on at a theater in Chicago, and they were Bay Our Naked Lads there. So.
I was too humble. Those are some good looking fellas.
Yeah.
And burlesque is getting huge now too.
Yeah,
which is interesting because it's like using
burlesque,
setting
I'm
Chicago afire.
Yeah. But how is that?
Like
how is it different?
Classier.
How? Why?
Because they're not.
Because they put pasties on their nips.
Yeah,
dude, you can get strip clubs do that here in like in Illinois. Didn't they have a law that you had to?
Yeah.
In some bars, you can't go topless. You have to have pasties.
Like
yes.
If you're serving drinks, something has to do with alcohol. Like
yeah,
if there's
yes.
no alcohol.
It depends on the county. It depends on the town. Everybody's got different rules, and and a lot of it is tied to alcohol.
Because I think it's like if you're serving alcohol, they can't be fully naked.
Yeah, the strip club Mario worked at, they did not have, you couldn't drink in there. But there was a bar right next to it where they also owned, they would send people to afterwards.
Got it.
Yeah.
Was it, because someone was telling me that you can get them that are BYOB.
Yeah, that's where Nick and I went.
Yeah. It was BYOB.
We went to a BYOB place.
That's funny. Wow.
It was pretty great.
Yeah. Like how we got from Chicago Fire stripping.
Well, we stumbled on a gold mine.
You know what must be a big fear for strippers? Catching on fire.
I doubt it.
No, never.
I think it's a very small problem.
The more I think about it, the more I want us to get a three-tiered house that just has a fireman pole just for parties.
So many people would die.
No, not to bring a parachute.
Yeah. No, you just always make them. You make them semicircle, mm-hmm. With land, and semicircle with a circle. So like, or it's only a half a circle.
Right.
So you land on the land, and you have to spin around. It'll be totally safe.
Oh, we have padding around too.
I mean, will people get drunk and get a little bit hurt? Probably. You should probably be careful if you're going to drink and take the pole.
There are so many ways that people could die. I think that no one would be able to insure us.
And then I realized, what if the last bit of the pole drops you into a play place?
Oh my god, that ball pit!
Ball pit. Oh.
God.
Yes.
I could fight any fire if I had a play place in my firehouse.
But you know what's really hard? If you're like neck deep in balls.
Dude, I would be really hard if I was neck deep in balls.
Oh man, but if a firefighter was just like hanging out in a really deep pit of ball pit balls,
but, like,
and then got a call, had to wade through
it's so hard.
Clamber out on a rope ladder net.
This must have happened for some fire department in Arizona.
Yeah,
that's why it doesn't exist anymore.
There must be like some murderous pranker who just puts a ball pit in every fire station's pole whenever they get a call.
I've always had such a fascination with like turning things into playgrounds, and there was these little spaces in my high school where they were just little courtyards, and I just always envisioned that there should just be slides that take you from the top floor to the bottom floor on the other side.
Yeah. I don't care why there aren't more slides in society.
Thank you.
Finally, a cause we can believe.
Oh my God. Thank God.
I'm
for
serious.
Lord.
It's
because people get hurt because they're stupid and aren't careful.
You can get hurt on the stairs just as easily.
No. We got those down.
All the time.
Like
ladders? Are you kidding me?
Well, people don't glide all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea too.
Yeah, I think if I had like money to build my own house, and every staircase I'd have a slide accompanying it.
Because you just make the side of it like the railing.
Yeah,
and then you're good.
Yeah, and secret hidden passageways.
All right,
what?
If you had your own house, you're telling me if you're building your own house, you had all the money in the world, you wouldn't put a secret passageway.
Oh,
don't have all the money in the world.
Well,
but if I did, I totally would. You're right, Lauren. I'm sorry. Yes,
of course.
I would.
But we could totally buy up land in like South Dakota and build like a fun mansion, because land is cheap as shit and property tax is so below too.
Because
it sucks, but we just have a vacation party
in South Dakota. I just found a picture of
with an airport.
Did you?
Yeah, a lot of pictures of you could buy slide stairs.
That's great.
I'm going to put it right into the chat room so anyone can see.
Sweet. Have you ever found a secret passageway that really wasn't a secret passageway?
What the hell are you doing?
Like a crawl space or something?
Well, okay, let's say
like the oven or something?
Like in the kitchen? No. Don't be stupid. No, like let's say you hang out at your best friend's house like in fifth grade and the basement's under construction. So you climb in through like where the bay window will be, but you realize they didn't finish putting it the rest of it there, so you climb in and you're now between like the exterior of the wall and like the wall where it's all
rookie of the year, really good
stuff. Yeah, and we climbed up through the kitchen.
Oh my god.
Because we just climbed up and it's like, you know, all the fiberglass, like the cotton candy looking stuff.
It's
like,
so dangerous, you fool.
What are you doing?
I was like
fiberglass.
Eight.
Yeah, it was fiberglass.
He said fifth grade.
It was fiberglass.
I'm doing fine.
So
look at me.
No, that was not a secret passage where that was a construction site.
To me, it was. To me, I went on adventure on that day, March 3rd, 1994.
What?
Anyway. I'm just curious if anybody else did that. I guess
no.
not.
No.
Strippers.
If you guys could have one secret room in your home, what would you put in it?
A panic room. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, my yes. shame.
What would be in the panic room, I believe, is what
my shame, my cross-dressing shame.
I would definitely have a play place with a very big ball pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have like a man cave.
Half of it pillows and the other half chocolate things.
Yes, Lisa. Amazing.
Why is it gotta be a secret? You can't share your chocolate things.
No, with? That's what I mean. Like, if you had a secret room, what would be something you wouldn't want to share, but you'd want to have that you could go to if you
needed? Well,
I want to share, and if you swim all the way to the bottom of the ball pit, it's just like
I don't have
video
anything.
Games.
Yeah, I don't have anything that I don't want to share. If it's something awesome, I'd probably like
it'd be
let
like,
somebody into my cave.
You could let like a couple
my
people
invitation.
In.
Yeah.
But
secret. Invite people.
Mm-hmm.
Like the picture of the guy you murdered.
The only thing in your secret room is just in the middle is a table with a lamp swinging, always swinging over it. So sometimes the picture's in complete darkness, and just for a glimpse, you get a picture of that guy smiling with his
jaw. I just thought of the Upright Citizens Brigade had the hot chicks room.
Ah, yes.
The hot chicks room is pretty sweet.
I have a hot chicks room.
The hot chicks room is pretty sweet. For those of you that don't know about the hot chicks room is just a room in a house that is up for sale. And it's just a room filled with hot chicks and dance party music and sweet party lights.
It's pretty great.
The only thing is that those hot chicks were all hot in like the 80s. So it's just filled with chicks that were hot in the 80s, but they're still there partying in the hot chicks room. It's still a lot of fun, but... You know, that's the hot chicks room. And everybody always leaves with, like, some streamers or like, you know, confetti on themselves. So, like, there's streamers a lot, I
Having
guess.
Fun in the hot.
Glitter in the hot chicks room. So, like, I guess if there was a secret room, I think the Upright Citizens Brigade hot chicks room would be pretty sweet.
I was just talking with Tony Malazzo on the chat room, and I think we both went to... the same sex show in Amsterdam, which is very fun.
What?
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
He's sending
fuck
me.
Is this podcast because
he's sending me a link to the Amsterdam.
Oh, may I ask what it entails?
Of course, both of my good friends go to the same sex show.
Of course, that means more porn on Mark's computer.
There's a lot of porn on your computer.
This is why I set my Bing to nipple-free decision engine mode.
Let's just see.
Is there like a certain gimmick or
what did you guys
see? Like,
it was a banana. It was like something called with a banana. It was hilarious actually.
What?
It was so funny. They brought this guy on stage, right?
Oh no.
And like the whole thing about the sex shows, it's just like a strip club with like people fucking on stage, like classily.
Oh, the guys wide shut.
Yeah, no, yeah, okay. but they got like they're ugly with mullet, like fucking Dutch people. they're fucking terrible.
Oh,
it was the worst experience.
Stop making enemies in whole countries.
Yeah.
Because these people were. Not all Dutch people were gross like these two people were.
Oh my goodness.
They just happened to be Dutch
okay.
and disgusting.
Gotcha.
Shame Dutch on them for representing
is on all fours, losing it.
Why do you hate everyone?
I'm just saying it was gross.
So,
anyway,
so they were just fucking, but like it was supposed to be good enough
to
music.
Like it was like insertion, not like just like dirty, like just fucking ramming like it's a ballet almost.
It was like
it was a choreographed fuck, is what it was.
Wait, do they really bang on stage?
Yes, they literally. They
wait, what was a banana? What's the banana?
Oh, the banana. This is the part with the banana. All right, so they bring up a guy on stage. No, they bring up a guy on stage, and this whole time, this chick's been putting like fruit in her cooter, right?
Oh, no.
And so they bring him on stage.
How much?
Just like a banana. Like put one banana in there, and then two
bananas.
Another banana.
Oh, I thought she was just continuously.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't remember if there are other fruit.
Slices.
But here's the best part. So
So he brings him on stage. He's like, the guy's going to eat the banana out of a cuda, right? And he closes his eyes. And as he closes his eyes, this guy in a monkey costume with a strap-on dildo starts, like, dry humping him. I never laughed so hard in my entire life. It was like the worst experience for this guy. It was someone from the audience. Oh, God. That's awful. Yeah, they brought the guy on stage.
What? So was it planned?
No, it wasn't. Well, the bit was planned, but the guy didn't know he was going to get dry humped.
I thought you said it was choreographed.
No, this was a different bit. This was
so,
they brought someone
else. So monkey guy, yeah.
So wait a goddamn minute. So two of my best friends have seen this show.
I don't know. This was a genius bit. I don't know if we.
I want to see this. I can't believe I didn't see. I've been to Amsterdam and I didn't see
business
this.
Expense.
Yeah. Oh my God! And both of you saw this?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh boy, am I an asshole?
That was the only good part. Like, but everything after that was gross. And
well, I don't care. Whatever. That was pretty good. That sounds hilarious. That sounds like an experience that will last with you a lifetime.
Oh, wow. But the monkey guy is like one-time experience. He's an audience member, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was a joke. I mean, he wasn't like literally getting penetrated by a strap-on dildo. He thought he was gonna eat it. You know, get this stripper. Oh, I'm in Amsterdam. I'm gonna eat a banana out of a vagina, It's Amsterdam. What else? You're gonna do drugs and see? There's hookers everywhere. It's legal. Do you not, Lauren? Do you not know anything about Amsterdam?
It's a wild place.
Just from Euro.
There are. It's almost accurate. It's pretty gross, man.
Well, they're changing it now.
Tony just sent me that link and said they're banning tourists from smoking weed or something.
What?
There.
No.
Yeah. Amsterdam will ban tourists from pot coffee shops. Oh wow.
Man, they're gonna lose a lot of money. I totally did that while I was there. It was legal for me, and I totally did that, and it was great. I had a great time.
But the Dutch hate the tourists in their coffee shops because they don't go there.
They loved me.
They hated us.
I'm Brian. It's okay.
But they do it like it's like a coffee shop where you just you smoke weed and that's it.
I know, but I didn't like yell at anyone.
But most tourists are like, oh, it's going to have to. Well, I'm smoking weed, yeah. They're annoying.
To be hanging around for the free Wi-Fi, not for the
thank
pot.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I definitely skimped on my coffee.
Brian, imagine like some Dutch people would come into your Starbucks and every time they drank coffee, they were just screaming and yelling about how awesome and then acting totally stupid and giggling the whole time.
If they were happy to see me, I'm okay with that. All right with me.
What if they showed a badge?
And they'd be very rude. What?
If they showed a badge, yes, mm-hmm. More discounts.
Sweet.
Okay,
flashy badge, man. I'm down. Mm. I'm sorry. I come from the school of thought that if you're nice, you're pretty cool. Like, I'm all right with you.
Well, the Dutch don't think so. That's why they banned.
But that's just one school of thought. And we have an expert in the room who is an expert in one school of thought. The thought of golf.
Well, okay.
So I think it must be time for...
Cloud's Golf Tips.
Make sure to always have a matchbook handy in your pocket. That way, when your opponent is about to swing, light a match... Set the pants on fire and yell out, "Stop, drop, and roll!"
This has been
Cloud's Golf Tips.
Home run.
It's all about killing your opponent.
Yeah, it's just murdering him.
It's gotten a lot more violent.
Well, no, we're hitting the ball hard through a series of impractical tools.
Not impractical.
Well, come on.
Strategy, Cloud.
Thanks so much to The Onion, the Onion's AV Club, for recommending this Sunday's show, The Trial of the O'Leary Cow.
I thought it was the knitting show.
Well,
maybe it's both.
Yeah, so if you like knitting, come on out.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Trial of the O'Leary Cow.
Wick knitting.
Thank you. Nick, you're hosting this show. What's the discount?
They bring in a sign that says "Got milk." They get them for a discount.
Nice.
Yeah.
If you bring yarn, you probably get a discount too.
Yeah,
sure.
And thank you to those who came to last week's show. The Octavarius Junior was fun.
It was super fun.
So fun.
A lot of puppets.
I learned a lot.
Scotland Day learned a lot.
Scotland Day.
We all learned something.
Answer to my podcast question, which was, who do you think started the Chicago Fire? I have one for my dick, global warming, and the Chicago Fire started the Chicago Fire. I assume the soccer team.
Yes.
Yeah. So
thank you for participating in that.
So, I guess that was most of the stuff about the Great Chicago Fire.
A lot of wisdom in those words, Kate.
And that was certainly not a fun event. But if you're looking for something fun to do, Uncle Fun, your source and our source of all sorts of little nonsense. They have old gag things like those cigarettes you blow through and they have smoke. That looks like fire. The hot deals. I'm trying to make it fire related. I don't know if it's working. But Uncle Fun really is an awesome store. They have nice people. They're wonderful. You can buy all sorts of neat stuff. They have these new weird puppets all the time. They're pretty cheap. You should buy and buy some puppets.
They have Halloween things.
Yes, they do. That's true.
Yes.
It's Halloween. Getting spooky out
so
there.
Glad. Spooky it's spooky time again.
Okay, here it comes.
It's such a good time.
That's on Southport and Belmont. But before we finish the podcast, we have to go over to our our big endings to our show with Nick Makula's
seven words of wisdom.
Wife, I saw this thing in Amsterdam.
That has been
Nick Makula's seven words of wisdom.
Wife, I thought this thing in Amsterdam.
Nick, do you forget the difference between words and syllables?
No, Castelvi, I think, forgot. His hand, like.
No, I go, because I thought you were going to finish it, your sentence. I often count for Nick with how many words he's been saying.
Well, it's hard because, like, all the first six were all a word and a syllable.
Well, it's hard for me because sometimes Nick just will go on like 13 words if we don't stop him.
Yeah.
And he'll say it really fast, so you have to really be right there with a quick.
I'm tricky.
You are very
tricky. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in. I think we actually lost the internet here in the last few minutes, so it's only people who are hearing this are those who have downloaded it. Hopefully the people who lost
it. So it's a secret now.
Yeah, I guess it is a secret.
We could say all those things we wanted to say about RJ.
RJ.
He won't hear this.
He'll never listen to it again.
Why would he listen to it again?
But we do hope to see you this coming Sunday at the trial of the Olearite Cow. Check out the website, octavarius.com, throughout the week. And thank you all for listening. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Don't run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.